Chris Finley, when you say that, I'm ready. Chris Finley, when you say that, I'm ready. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Charles Ogletree. I'm working with the Berkman Center this year, and my project is to look at the issue of jury trials in cyberspace. To do that, I'm decided to take on two major important issues that we will be examining this year and next year, and there are two questions. The first is a question of the People versus Kenneth W. Starr. The second is a question of the People versus William Jefferson Clinton. And I want to explore and examine the charges against these two individuals through a jury trial in cyberspace. Let me put to you the question for each of these potential defendants. For Ken Starr, the question is as follows: whether Judge Starr appropriately utilized the authority granted him under the Independent Counsel Act in the investigation of President Clinton and others. The second question for William Jefferson Clinton is as follows: whether there is substantial and credible evidence that President Clinton committed high crimes and misdemeanors which would subject him to impeachment or other punishments. Over the course of the next few weeks and months, we, along with the rest of the country and the world, will examine these questions, looking at videotape, audio tape, text of presentations, and trying to examine all the relevant parties, all the relevant evidence, and all the relevant issues. We will then take this to cyberspace and have an interactive discussion about the evidence, and you, as potential jurors, will weigh and decide the fate of two of the most powerful men in America today and decide whether or not, in a jury trial in cyberspace, they will be acquitted or convicted, and if convicted, of what crimes and for what reasons. I hope you'll join me. My email address is nochuck, N-O-C-H-U-C-K, at AOL.com. I'd like to have your name, a phone number, and an email address for you. We'll start an organizational meeting next week in September, and I look forward to seeing you in the jury trial in cyberspace of Kenneth W. Starr and William Jefferson Clinton. Talk to you soon.
Well, this is an interesting place to be. Lawyers make doctors very nervous, so, even though I'm married to one. But I think this is a fascinating area to talk about, one of the major areas that the net is being used for, which is healthcare education. How do we expand it? How do we make sure it's accurate, which is a really serious concern for patients and physicians and any healthcare provider. It's an enormous possibility for how we will really give patients tremendously important information. Obviously, we're all concerned about privacy issues. That's a major concern. My interest is more in the educational arena. How can I teach my patients, have them be better at self-care? How can we disseminate important information? I'm involved in writing an online textbook. And perhaps the most rewarding part of that has been my colleagues in academic medicine have really responded fantastic in great numbers, very prestigious people who want to write for this internet textbook. And then the feedback we get internationally from people who don't have access to up-to-date medical information that we can provide with a textbook that is updatable 24 hours a day. So it's an area that I'm particularly interested in, and perhaps even expanding it into other areas. So, and I've always wanted to have a talk show, Charlie, right? So you know. All right, where is this going? I don't even know.
I'm Eric Liu, and I am a fellow at the Berkman Center and with Rebecca Green, co-director of the Digital China Project. And what this project is, in a nutshell, it's an online international education venture. And our aim is to build courses, academic courses, that students here at Harvard and at Beijing University and other institutions in China are going to be able to take and participate in and really build communities of learning around. And so that's the kind of core mission of this project. There are two parts of this project that I think will be of interest to a lot of folks. One has to do just with the substance of it, and that is issues of China and the Internet and the intersection of the two and the ways in which these technologies are going to be making themselves felt in the PRC. But there's also, apart from the substance, a pedagogical issue, which I think makes this project very, very exciting right now. And that is the whole set of questions as to how it is that we teach over the Internet and how we want to build these kinds of communities of learning, particularly across borders and across cultures, and what ways and means we have to do that in an exciting and innovative sort of way. So if you're interested in either of those sides of the project, we would urge you to get involved. We are needing assistance in just about every level and aspect of the project, from conceptual thinking and planning to technological work, to the pedagogical issues, to research, to building relationships with institutions to partner up with in China and here in the U.S., and would really welcome entrepreneurially minded, creative folks, not necessarily with a background either in China or the Internet, although those both would be welcome, but mainly people who see the potential of this project and would like to get involved. Thanks.
We're under one umbrella organization so that we can have the collective power to brand ourselves and so forth. The other project I'm working on is called The Filter, and that is an email newsletter we hope to develop a little bit further, which deals with news and views having to do with current events that link technology and law. And so there are a lot of writing and editing and conceptual opportunities for anyone interested in content development on the web, especially having to do with law and technology or the public interest.
I'm Eric Lifton. I have a multidisciplinary architecture practice called Mesh Architectures. I want you to, I'm doing research here. Hi, I'm Eric Lifton. I have a multidisciplinary architecture practice called Mesh Architectures. I'm doing research here at the Berkman Center on web urbanism. I want you to think about urban dynamics, what you know about them from experience, and think about how we can apply the accumulated knowledge about urban dynamics to the web, and maybe we can enrich our experience on the web by moving that knowledge over and think about what we can do on the web to create dynamic urban environments. I'm looking for people who have ideas to contribute, who have technical resources they can bring to bear on this issue, so we can create an environment on the web for discussions of all types.
Okay. My name is Aloysius Kuzoff, and I'm here to help the Berkman Center establish a foundation on open systems to work on H2O and to work on the commons and to help provide fellows with a publishing platform and to have my face put on a videotape. Thank you.
Well, work so far at the Berkman Center has been a real roller coaster ride, from norms in cyberspace, where I've been figuring out how to parse newsgroup information, to the Computer Decency Act, which has involved a fatiguing survey of 200 pornography sites, but hopefully it does some good.
I'm interested in three things substantively right now. One is internet governance and how it takes place. To that end, I've been helping the Berkman Center lead a charge into the big domain name debates, something worth $30 million a month and a lot more in psychic satisfaction if we can figure it out. Second, the big guy versus the little guy, or big gal versus the little gal, and who will be triumphing on the internet tomorrow. Is it going to be little websites cobbled together, maybe driven out by Disney and ABC News? Not that there's anything wrong with that. The third area, of course, as anybody around here would tell you, is code and its implications, looking at the architecture of cyberspace and how well it can affect policy pronouncements, just how governable the Internet may become if the code writers do it right, or depending on your view, wrong. Those are my three areas of interest right now, and you'll find about that and more if you sign up for my Internet and Society 98 class. First meeting today at 4:10. Although I guess I should say, by way of full disclosure, it's oversubscribed. So this advertisement is only to tell you that if you're not already in it, that's too bad. You'll be missing out on a lot of great stuff. Thanks.
I'm Ben Edelman. I do server administration and all kinds of miscellaneous computer projects, streaming video over the internet, technical details of our website, scripting, ASPs, all kinds of Microsoft technologies. If anyone out there likes Microsoft, come talk to me. We'll enjoy each other.
Hi, I'm Charlie Nesson. I'm interested in building a commons in cyberspace. The question that interests me most is whether the net will inevitably drive a deeper wedge between rich and poor. I think it won't, but I think it's going to take a lot of work. And I hope you'll join us in trying to make a good future come true. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Andrew McLaughlin. I'm a fellow at the Berkman Center this year. I'm going to be working on a project involving deliberative polling over the internet, where we're going to try to come up with a mechanism to accomplish democratic consultation among internet users as an element of self-governance on the internet. I'm also going to be working on a paper about community standards and the implications of the internet for First Amendment doctrine.
Okay. Hi, I'm Molly Van Helling. I work on a variety of research projects here at the Berkman Center and also administrative projects like making a PowerPoint presentation that we'll be showing at the open house today about all of our various projects.
Oh, I'm Abigail Phillips. I'm working on a variety of web projects here, and that occupies all my time.
What I'm doing for the Berkman Center has two parts to it. One is more related to how we communicate as a group amongst ourselves, and the other part has to do with how we communicate ourselves to the outside world. I'm working on making sure we have an editorial voice that is consistent on our website and on any kind of press releases or other kind of printed or online material that we produce about ourselves. And I'm also working on creating a system where we can communicate amongst each other in a more directed way, and hoping to make connections amongst various projects that we're completing.
Hi. The Museum Digital Library Collection is sponsored by the American Association of Museums, which is the country's largest professional trade organization of more than 2,900 museum members. What we are seeking to do is to help museums finance the digitizing of their collections and then manage their storage, distribution, and licensing. The research libraries at Berkeley and Cornell will be where the images will be stored. What we are looking for now is assistance in developing such things as rules of governance, licensing procedures and policies, and licensing agreements. Thank you very much.
My name is Joseph Riegel. I'm a fellow at the Berkman Center. I'm particularly interested in computer protocols that enable people to do things they do like they do in the real world, like shaking someone's hand and saying you trust this person, or giving a recommendation about a movie. So that's what my research interests are. So you keep going.
Start again. We're saying the business paper is cheap. I'm here to talk about WebLab and the Web Development Fund. Both of which are kind of long-range strategies for developing innovative websites in public space on the web. We see, you know, a huge amount of development going on in the commercial area on the web, and we see a lot of personal home pages. But the one area that seems to be sort of lagging behind in development is the public discourse, civic discourse, with engagement of public issues of various kinds. Our feeling is that there are some incredible possibilities for exploring public issues and private issues in interactive ways, and really bringing
large numbers of people in to learn from each other, not necessarily a top-down structure where sort of the normal structure in the mainstream media in which experts or advocates take positions or do their analysis, but in which people can talk about issues in terms of how they impact their own lives, their own day-to-day lives. So we're funding sites that are experimenting with the medium and experimenting with interactive ways to engage people. And we're also producing sites ourselves.
Hi, I'm Greg Naj. I'm a professor in the Classics Department. I'm a member of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, but I have a strong intellectual commitment to the law school community, and I'm very much looking forward to pitching in, I hope effectively, in a January discussion group involving issues of law, morality, life and death issues, and the future of humanism.